guys, welcome back to another episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
And we are the Hootie Tootie Disco Cuties.
Oh gosh.
Just kidding. No, Carly's not happy about that. We're back to our regular format today. Thanks so much for helping us have a great listener request month. Today, we're getting gross with Street Trash and The Greasy Strangler, both films currently available to stream on Amazon Prime. Film is a generous term.
Yes.
Sorry. Usually, this is the part of the episode where we have our spoiler warning, but for these films, I don't really feel like it's necessary. You kind of have to see the movies to believe that they actually exist. I don't think ruining them is possible.
I don't think so either.
No. So do whatever you want. See them or don't. But before we jump into these movies, let's get started with a segment we like to call...
Trailer Trash Talk.
Now, we're not going to do what everyone thinks we're going to do and talk about the new It trailer.
Nope.
We're going to go against the grain here. But if you want to hear our thoughts on the It trailer, you should check out the new Modern Horrors episode where we guest hosted and we talked about it on there. You can hear our thoughts. Go. And I'm sure once we get like a legit trailer, isn't this still like a teaser trailer? It's being considered a teaser trailer?
I do believe.
Okay. Well, maybe when we get a full-length trailer, we'll talk about it some more. I don't want to keep talking about it. Kind of tired of talking about it, I'm not going to lie.
But we do talk about it on their podcast.
We do. So you can hear our thoughts there. And also, it's probably a really fun episode. At least we had fun recording it.
So much fun. And those
guys,
it was a blast.
Yeah, those guys are a good time. So, yeah, we'll talk more about that later. today's trailer is The Black Coat's Daughter. This is originally a 2015 release, I think, on the indie film festival circuit. Yes. And had a digital release in February 16th, and now it has a limited theatrical release for March 31st. So
yes, so this past weekend.
Yeah, maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't. You can apparently see it now in multiple ways, so... We're a little bit late on this one, but the IMDb summary is two girls must battle a mysterious evil force when they get left behind at their boarding school over winter break. That is not at all what I got from the trailer.
No, me either. Didn't they get kicked out or something?
I have no idea. It's written and directed by Oz Perkins, who, if that name sounds familiar, we recently talked about him on our I Am the Pretty Thing That Lives in the House episode. It's starring Emma Roberts, Kiernan Shipka, and Lauren Holly. I think that this looks really good, but I can't fully grasp what it's about from the trailer. The trailer's kind of all over the place.
I got that there was a murder, and it was a really brutal murder, and that these girls are involved somehow, and that their family is weird.
Yeah. Or maybe the blonde girls related? They said something about the sisters, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Emma Roberts and Kiernan Shipka are... our sisters.
I love Kiernan Shipka. I am a
Me
big Mad Men fan, so
yes.
I'm down for some Kiernan Shipka. This looks good. I mean, I like Emma Roberts. She's doing a lot with horror, mostly television, right? But I'm down for Emma
She's
Roberts
super
doing
fun.
Horror. She is fun.
She was in Scream 4. I enjoyed it.
And I don't
enjoyed
know.
Her.
And I don't know who Lauren Holly is, but she's lovely. She's very
she
beautiful.
Is.
So looks good. I'm down. I really can't tell what's going on. And I know a lot of people don't like I Am the Pretty Thing That Lives in the House, but I really liked it. So I like Oz Perkins, and I'm down to watch this movie. I know a lot of people prefer this movie to I Am the Pretty Thing, but...
Yeah, I've heard a lot of really great things about it. I'm really excited to see it. I hope that I get a chance to see it in theaters before it leaves, but... I guess we'll see. I'd also be very happy sitting in my room and watching it.
Yeah.
Maybe talking about it on our podcast.
Yeah. Right now it's for rental only digitally or purchasing, I guess. But I might rent it. I'm interested. I'm interested, but I'm still confused. When I watch the trailer, I have no idea what's going on. So we'll see.
But that's fun. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I'm all right. It looks nice. It's A24.
I'd rather a trailer tell me too little than too much.
It's got the standard A24 look. You know, it looks mm-hmm. good. Good acting. Good actresses or actors. I always have a hard time saying actors for women. I know it's like the what you're supposed to say. And I prefer it, but I always, actresses always comes out before actor. Something.
I definitely say actress.
Yeah. I don't think it really matters.
I don't think it does either.
I'm just trying to keep it with actor. Okay, moving on. Talking about Street Trash first. This is Carly's new favorite movie from 1987, directed by James Murrow, written by Roy Frumkus.
Yes, best last name.
I know, it's a great last name. I had a hard time saying it, but it originally, but it just came out Frumkus. Fine right there. Frumkus. It's like something you say when you're angry or like upset about something.
Oh, Frumkus.
So Roy Frumkus wrote all of this. Come on, I have to say it with a straight face.
Know.
So he wrote all of the Substitute movies. All of them. Do you know how many Substitute movies there are?
I honestly had no idea there was more than one.
Apparently there's like a ton of them. And he wrote all of them. So way to go, Roy Frumkus.
Good
also,
for you, buddy.
Way to go with that last name.
Yes.
So the IMDb summary for this film is a liquor store owner sells alcoholic beverages to homeless people unaware of what the bottles actually contain. Toxic brew.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, I guess that's an accurate summary considering that's the only part of the plot that makes any kind of sense and still not really.
I watched this movie and I have no idea what it's about.
It's not really about anything.
I don't understand why I watched. Like, I know why I watched it for the podcast, but like, I don't understand.
You watched it because I'm an asshole and I made you watch it.
I don't get it.
So, okay, here's the reason why I picked this movie. I have never seen it. I've never been able to find it anywhere. I've heard about it. I know people really like it. I know it has a cult following. And then I saw it was streaming on Amazon, and then I was like, oh, well, we're doing Greasy Strangler. Let's pick another gross movie. And so this one happened.
Spoiler alert, there's no trash monster, and I was so bummed.
I kind of was hoping that these people turned into trash monsters.
I really wanted something that looked like the cover. Like a weird garbage pail kid that was melting.
Carly is once again doing her very good physical acting that no one can appreciate but me. We're going to have to start video doing this via video so others can watch. It's really good, guys. You're missing out. She's kind of putting her hands under her face as if her head is a flower and her hands are the petals. Hence, Garbage Pail Kids.
Garbage, yes, exactly.
This guy finds, okay, you own a liquor store. You find a door you've never seen before or something. It's a door or a secret area, a crawl space perhaps. He finds these old bottles that look like they have inkjet printed labels on them.
Yeah, so legit. So legit.
And, you know, he's like, these are ancient, and then decides to sell them. How likely
is
that?
Hobos.
I mean, that's probably the most believable part of this film. And yet, still not believable. I'm not really sure what I think of this, because it's an exploitation film, which I was expecting, and I'm not a huge exploitation film fan. It's just not my favorite.
Me either.
It is what it is, and I know it has its place, and they can be fun. Watching this movie by yourself is not fun. Maybe mm-mm. watching it with other people would be fun. Like,
this would have been great, like, direct to one of those, like, tweet-alongs.
Tweet-alongs? They're called live tweets, Carly.
No, they're called tweet-alongs.
Okay, sorry. You're right.
Tweet-alongs. And maybe with, like, some edibles or something. I feel like you shouldn't be sober and watch this movie.
No, I think you're right. I think edibles would be good or something of the like. Because, okay, the thing that this film does have going for it, and correct me if you don't agree. Well, don't correct me, but, you know, tell me if you don't agree, Carly. is the practical effects are so much fun and so great.
I can agree with that.
They are awesome. They are great.
All the yellow goo shooting everywhere.
This is why the film interests most people, I would assume. It's gloppy, it's mm-hmm. gooey, it's got bright colors and drippy, messy nastiness and chunkiness and flaps.
Oh, gross.
Skin flaps. Now, this is the film's strength. This is definitely a strength. They use bright colors like blues and yellows and greens instead of doing the normal blood, which is
very 80s.
It's very 80s, colors. But very fun. It's, you know, it's got some color to it and something different.
Yeah.
And that's about where my compliments end. But I'm having a hard time. Like, when I was watching it, I was like, I should be offended probably by, like, most of this movie, but I can't because it's just so stupid. It's so dumb that, like, I couldn't even muster up the strength to be offended by it. It's something. It's definitely
something. That's what it is. It is something.
It is something.
It is something that I watched this past
weekend. Too sober. Yeah.
So, oh, like, my gosh. Way too sober.
Like, why was I so sober when I attempted this?
I should have just known. I should have just known. It's my fault. I'll take the blame.
Yeah, and, you know, if this is your movie, I'm curious what draws you to it. Although I would assume that maybe you're an exploitation film fan. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
Apparently there was a scene in this movie where someone gets their dick chopped off and then they play keep away with it. Do you remember that scene?
I don't. I was going to ask you about that. Maybe Amazon removed it.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Because you know how Amazon hates the peen.
Because when I saw it, because I had paused it, and then I read the Wikipedia page about it when we were talking about it, and I was like, there's a penis that gets thrown around, and I was like, I'm going to have to watch the rest of this and, like, see that scene. At least we can talk about that scene. And then it never happened.
No, it didn't really happen. There's a lot of weird stuff. So there's people living in the... It's not even a...
It's like a garbage tower.
It's a salvage yard, right? It's for cars. It's mostly cars. Because especially behind the mm-hmm. scenes, like towards the end, there's all the car parts and everything. I would assume this is a salvage yard, not a dump. Which it kind of looks like both. But I'm going to go with salvage yard.
There's like some parts where they're in it where it looks like a salvage yard. But then when the people get eaten by the trash, it is trash. So it's like, it's a little confused. There's a little inconsistency going on there.
None of the characters are very likable. There's the young boy is semi-likable-ish, right?
Everyone just kind of sucks, but...
Yeah, but yeah. He was relatively pleasant and decent.
Yeah, I can see that. He was fine.
And the lady that worked at the salvage yard, she was fine. Carly is hell-bent on not even talking about this movie.
I just don't. I'm trying to look up on Amazon to see how long it is on there to compare it with what, like, IMDb or Wikipedia says if they switch stuff.
I don't know if you know this, but the original cut of this film is...
Because Wikipedia says it's, like, 101 minutes.
Okay, the original cut of this film is 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Is there... What?
The original cut is 2 hours and 40 minutes. They had to obviously cut it down from there. So they basically cut this movie in half.
Yeah, because it's... I mean, I think on Amazon it's like an hour and 37 minutes or something.
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half. So I can't imagine that they really just filmed so much of this and then cut it in half.
That blows my mind.
I don't really get it.
Yes. Okay, so the one on Amazon Prime is a cut version of the movie.
Which isn't surprising. Especially if they cut out penis scenes. Yeah. They love cutting out penis scenes.
So, I mean, maybe it's not fair to, like, judge this movie too harshly because we haven't really seen the full version because it's the version that we watched is censored. So maybe the actual version makes sense because maybe some of the scenes that they cut out were inappropriate but, like, had
Carly, something. I think that maybe you're giving this film a little too much credit.
I'm just going by
Do you really want to watch 2 hours and 40 minutes to of this film see if it works?
I do not want to watch that much of a movie of this
movie. that was like in the 80s, like before they even released it, like when they first did their very first cut. I don't think anyone actually saw 2 hours and 48 minutes of this movie when it first came out. I think that that was just something I heard in an interview that I was listening to from the producer of the film. So, but that's still insane. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. So Keep Away the Penis definitely got taken out of the version that we saw, along with some more gore.
So, which makes me sad, because if there's, like, more gore scenes, I want in. Because I think I would recommend this film only for those scenes, though. Like, I would fast forward. Like, you can maybe watch the first 20 minutes and then fast forward to all the gross scenes, because everything after the first 20 minutes, like, the first 20 minutes, I was genuinely enjoying myself because it was so ridiculous. But then it just got to be too much. Like, I couldn't write down everything that I wanted to talk about because it was, everything was so stupid and ludicrous that I just couldn't. Like, my hand cramped up and I cried a little bit. It's a sad day.
That's so funny. Can I just say one thing?
Yes, you can say lots of things, actually.
That we just got tweeted.
Sure.
We just got tweeted, I love Gilmore Girls. I would love a set segment on the show.
Wow.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Oh, I love Elizabeth. Thank you, Elizabeth. I love Elizabeth.
We love you even more now.
You know, everyone, you know, we have some Gilmore Girls haters, but every once in a while we get a comment that just warms my heart.
Yeah, me too.
For people that listen to our show and also like Gilmore Girls, because I can't tell you how long I've walked through life thinking I was the only horror lover / Gilmore Girls lover. And now I know there's a whole community of us. It's a very small community, but it's still a community nonetheless.
It's a strong community is what it is.
It is. We have a lot of heart, but also like a lot of gore. So it's really lovely. It's a lovely combination.
I appreciate that the Game of Thrones references that they peppered into a Year in the Life.
Oh, you know, I only watched it once and it was kind of a long time ago now, so I don't know that I remember, but we should probably, I know you don't want to talk about Street Trash anymore, but we can just move on to The Greasy Strangler if you're done.
Okay, I'm down. Okay. I'm done with Street Trash. I don't really have anything to say about it. Now I'm kind of curious to like see what Amazon cut, but I don't think I would ever actively try to find this film.
I think I was hoping that I would have more to say on it. I have a lot to say about our next film, but this one I really like. I was watching it and I'm just like, I don't even know how to talk about this because it's so all over the place. And it's not like you can just talk about one part that's ridiculous because the whole thing's stupid and ridiculous.
The whole thing is kind of a blur.
Yeah. But the gore is great. I must say, the practical effects are very enjoyable.
I agree.
I would rewatch those parts all the time.
Just make me a cut. Someone make me a cut of all the gore.
Yeah, just
and
all
include
of
the penis scene.
Yeah,
I'm
the penis
interested.
Scene's okay. I would like to see the penis scene.
Cool. I'm again, on the same page.
And just to bring back, we're going to talk about penises a lot. I'm going to say things that I may or may not mean. None of what I says.
This is a penis-heavy show.
This will be a penis-heavy. We're going to talk about a lot of penises. So, what I need you guys to hear whenever I say anything about penises, I am never. Even if I say the words, send me your penises, I never want you to send me your penises.
Keep them attached.
We went over this last episode, but maybe you missed it. It was at the end of the episode. I just want to say, no matter what comes out of my mouth while I'm talking during this episode, none of it means send me a penis picture. I do not want your penis pictures. Keep it in your pants. Save it for your loved one. I'm not interested. Thank you. Moving on to The Greasy Strangler from 2016, directed by Jim Hosking and written by Jim Hosking and Toby Harvard. Now, Jim Hosking did the ABCs of Death, the segment, part two, the segment G is for Granddad. That was his. And Toby Harvard is a legit descendant of the Harvard University founder.
Well, good for him.
I mean, doing his family proud with this project. The IMDb summary is Ronnie runs a disco walking tour with his son, Brayden, when a sexy woman takes the tour. It begins a competition between father and son for her love. It also signals the arrival of an oily stranger who stalks the streets at night. I like how they said oily stranger.
Yeah.
Instead of greasy.
He's greasy.
Maybe that's too redundant. But he's not really oily as much as he is. Like, that's lard of some sort.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That's not olive oil.
No.
That is some nasty looking grease is what it is. So, Carly, I want to know how you feel about this one. I'm curious to your thoughts, because when we did trailer trash talk on this movie, we were both down.
Yeah. So my thing with this movie is, and I think this is why I put off seeing it, because I know I've known that Greasy Strangler has been available for streaming for what, at least a couple weeks now, like a month maybe?
It's been out. Yeah, probably a little over a month.
And I was waiting to see it till I was like in the right mindset, because I knew what kind of movie that it was going to be. And I feel like even when I watched it, I just wasn't where I needed to be in order to enjoy it. Like, I definitely fell asleep in like the middle of it. I had to go back and like rewatch some parts. And it missed the mark with me a little bit. And I was kind of bummed about it because I was really excited about this movie.
This movie is kind of like a fungus in that when you first see it, you're confused and disgusted, but then it slowly grows on you and becomes a part of your soul that you can never escape. I mean, that's kind of how I feel about it.
I like that description.
I think that I might love this movie at the same time as I hate it so much. And it's a very confusing feeling. I can't quite put my finger on it. And I've heard many people say this. I know I am not alone in my thoughts here. Because when you're watching it, you're like, is this funny? Is it stupid? Is it gross? And the answer is yes.
It's above.
All of those things. But yet, it's got a charm to it at the same time. The music is forever embedded in my eardrums, and I can't seem to get rid of it. Now, the music is done by Andrew Hung, who I am not familiar with Andrew Hung, but I am familiar with Purchase alumnus. Went to college with us, Carly. Do you remember Dan Deacon?
I do.
Because this music really reminded me.
I do remember Dan Deacon.
Of Dan Deacon.
I didn't until you said that. And now I do. That's very interesting.
Now, some of our listeners might be aware of who Dan Deacon is, because he has made a name for himself. And
yes.
I've seen his records in record stores. Like, they exist in a very real way in the world. And Dan Deacon's a very interesting soul. I can appreciate Dan Deacon. I might not really get his music, but I can appreciate him. So so this music is a very Dan. The only reason I bring it up is because, you know, we went to school with Dan Deacon, and his music's a very specific type of music. And this is very similar. And you don't hear things very similar to this in real life, usually. Mm-mm. So that's the only reason I bring it up. But
that's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
But it's very similar. I mean, you remember his music.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy and out there. I mean, if you like the music and the Greasy Strangler, you should listen to some Dan Deacon, because there you go. I feel weird suggesting Dan Deacon music to anybody. So
she's getting her notes ready, guys.
I'm trying to. So there's so many parts of this film that are just constantly repeated over and over. Like, some scenes just last too long.
Yes.
Like, the Indian man trying to say potato for, like, an hour.
Yes.
Just too much for me. But then there's things like Bullshit Artist that went on for, like, 3 hours, and I thought that was hilarious.
Was that 37?
I counted 28.
28, okay.
I believe, or 27. Or 27. It was a lot. I was able to also find a YouTube video where they played all the Bullshit Artist clips over and over again.
Bullshit Artist.
Bull. I love the part where he spells it.
Yeah.
B U L L space. No, he spelled out bullshit and then says space, but you know what I mean. It's like, it's stupid.
It's stupid humor, and I love stupid humor. I do. I feel like if there was a video of me watching this movie, I would just have, like, confused face on the whole time.
Yeah. It's very John Waters.
Yes.
Napoleon Dynamite.
I love John Waters.
So much penis. So much peen.
Napoleon Dynamite with some penis in it.
And disco. And old men penis. Specifically, I mean, old men prosthetic penis. And so many merkins.
All the merkins.
The most merkins. The most of all the merkins
I've ever seen in my entire life. They are fantastic merkins.
I want to know who created the merkins for this film.
There's got to be a merkin maker in that crew. You're welcome.
I don't know why that made me laugh so hard. I just, like, picture, like, an old lady in a sweatshop.
Like, laying the hair on the on this, like, little loincloth.
There you go with your miming again that only I get to appreciate.
Sorry. Sorry, people.
She's craftfully. I get to
describe laying down the hair craftfully with my tweezers. Onto a triangular piece of loincloth.
Kind of squinting because you're old and you don't have your glasses.
I need to make sure that it's full, so you have to fluff it every once in a while.
You gotta fluff the merkin. You don't want a flat merkin.
No.
Because these people do not wear underwear. There is nothing to flatten these merkins.
Exactly.
They are fluffy as fuck.
I will say I wish that there was a beginning to end.
Are we the only weirdos? In case you don't know what a merkin is, let me preface this. But in case you don't know what a merkin is, it is a rug for your downstairs.
It's a wig.
Yeah.
It's a wig for...
I meant a wig.
Yeah, I was like, or a wig, but you could say rug.
It's more of a wig. It's
a wig for your nether regions.
It can look like a rug, but I meant wig.
It's true. In this movie, definitely looks like a rug.
Like shag carpeting.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically
shag carpeting.
Usually, like,
for
if
your
you ever
downstairs.
See, like, a naked man or a naked woman, like, they're probably wearing a merkin.
They're all wearing merkins in this film.
Yes.
Because that's what's covering up, at least for the young lady in the film.
Yes.
Her merkin is extraordinarily large, but it covers her business. So
exactly.
It's there for a reason. It's protection from the elements.
From the elements. And the prosthetic penises.
So many prosthetic penises. Small prosthetic penises. Very, very, very large prosthetic penises.
I want that face-off challenge.
Which is also kind of pointy for some reason, which scared me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I'm not sure why it's so pointy at the end. Are you okay, Carly?
I can't handle it.
We're not even talking about the movie. We're just talking about penises.
Because I'm just, now that I'm thinking, now that I started talking about, like, the merkin making, I, like, thought about, like, them molding the weird penis, like, the old man penis. And I thought about them, like, carefully molding it and, like, going in.
Amy and I
both watch Face Off. I'm legit thinking about all the effort that went into those prosthetics.
There is some legit artistry that goes into these penis prosthetics.
It's true.
Oh my god. How do we...
I don't know.
How do we move
feel like
on from here?
We dug ourselves into a hole.
Okay. Well, let's get out of the hole. Let's stop talking about penises. Okay. So then Carly, I have a feeling the more we talk about this movie, the more you might like it.
It's very true.
Because the more I think about it, the more I like it. And because I don't want to like it. I want to hate it.
Seriously, like, I just need someone to laugh with me and watch it so I can, like, associate good vibes with how ridiculous it is.
I'm confused. Okay, so what's with the guy with the pig nose? Because where did his nose go?
Please.
Where is his nose?
I have no idea.
So, question. When the... So the greasy strangler strangles the pig guy.
Yeah.
And then when they find him... No. Because after he strangles him, he takes off the nose. So he did not take this guy's nose. But for some reason, this guy just has a hole in his face.
But he didn't.
Yes, before. He did. Yes, he did.
He had a hole in his face?
Well, he had... Okay, so he had a pig nose.
The Oinker.
Oinker. The character Oinker, which is his name, because he wears a pig nose.
Yes.
When the strangler strangles him and kills him, he then takes off his pig nose, which reveals a giant hole where his nose should be, and then the strangler sticks his finger in the hole where his nose should be.
Yep, I remember that.
Okay, you remember that now, don't you?
Yeah, sure do. Getting that visual. I mean, my brain must have been like, let's throw that away.
Yeah, not necessary. I don't know how you missed that.
You don't need it.
But there's... So where was that guy's nose? I want the story of Oinker. Now, can we maybe get an Oinker backstory?
I would love an Oinker backstory. We should write the writer.
A prequel, perhaps. Jim Hosking. Prequel to Toby The Harvard. Greasy Strangler called... What happened to Oinker's face?
The origins. Oinker origins.
Origins.
Oinker origins.
Oh my god. So these costume choices.
Oh my gosh.
Make me so happy.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Because they're just so bright and ridiculous.
Well, particularly their disco walking tour. Now, a disco walking tour is not super interesting in and of itself, but the way they do it seems even worse.
Seems even less interesting than what you would think.
Although their outfits are lovely. They have pink turtleneck, short sleeve, polyester
hot shirts,
and then hot shorts that are some sort of print.
Yes.
And then disco boots of some sort, which is also fine. I love their outfits. Their walking tour consists of them pointing to buildings and making up where people did things.
Yeah.
The Bee Gees wrote a song. The Bee Gees wrote this song in this doorway. They wrote it in the doorway?
Yes. In the doorway.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so stupid.
No water on the tour.
I don't even know
ask or you'll get greasy strangled.
They just wanted something to drink. It's so stupid.
It's so stupid.
It's the dumbest movie ever.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what to do with this. Oh, my God. I also like how the old man, he's just so, like, orange tanned with his white hair, and then he has the whitest legs ever in those short shorts.
I like when he dresses up and, like, they don't know it's him.
That's also phenomenal because his hair is exactly the same. Yeah. I also really enjoy, his outfit when he goes out.
His disco outfit.
His disco outfit.
When they go to the discotheque.
Okay, so Ronnie.
He goes Big dancing Ronnie. With the blind guy.
Yeah, Big Ronnie goes disco dancing in his out. Now, is... I would assume that might be something similar that people would wear during disco times, but there's nothing covering his crotch.
It's just there.
It's like mesh. It's like an
elephant nose.
So it like, it like smooshes it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you're wearing...
But it's not like skin tight. Like it's not,
no.
It's not like it's skin tight. It's just like you can just see...
It's like, ladies, when your nylons get stretched out, but you still have to put them back on, you don't have time to clean them.
Yeah.
So they're, like, kind of loose, but, you know, it has to do. It's kind of
He probably
like that.
Has never washed his discotheque outfit in
his
life.
Well, it's crushed. It's crushed velvet. So gotta be careful with crushed velvet.
Spot clean.
This episode's either gonna be really good or really horrible. And I can't. I think we're going for the latter now at this point in time.
I just felt confused. And I mean, I definitely feel I'm having more fun talking about it now than I did watching it.
When I was watching it, I really wanted to be watching it with somebody else.
Yeah.
I was still enjoying it, but my husband was still. I woke up really early and watched this a couple days ago. And my husband was still sleeping, and I kept trying to get him to get up and watch this movie with me. And when he finally
came out of the- Nobody wants to be woken up to watch Greasy Strangler at 7 in the morning.
Yes, he did.
On a Sunday. Nobody wants that.
Don't judge me. So I got him out, and he like came out and he looked. He's like, why are you watching this movie with all the penises? It's like, why aren't you watching this movie with me? It's really the question. So Janet is really our only female character.
Yes. She owns it.
She does own it. She does a great job.
Yes.
Say what you will about this movie. The acting is really fun. And, like, ridiculous. But
it's, yeah.
They're all doing their job. Everyone's doing their job properly for this movie.
Agreed. My complaint about this movie is not the acting at all.
No. Which, it is ridiculous, but it's supposed to be.
Yes.
You know? I think she does a great job. The oily grapefruit scene was the most disgusting scene in the entire film.
I can't.
Carly's making a lovely face right now.
I am, and shaking my head.
Because you love that scene.
Nope.
You didn't like that when he like massages the grapefruit with oil and there's a cherry in the middle?
All the like super oily stuff in this movie grosses me out. Like all the anything, not like any of like the murder or whatever, like any of the stuff involving food and this like weird gray grease just like totally grossed me out.
You didn't like it when he dunked his hot dog in the grease?
No.
And then ate it?
No.
Like an animal?
Gross.
What about when they're frying bacon?
All the greasy bacon. Can't handle it.
I've been a vegetarian since I was 18. But I know a thing or two, which is you don't put fat in a pan that you're about to cook bacon in.
No.
There's enough fat in the bacon to cook the bacon in the pan.
Correct.
There is so much oil in this pan.
Correct. And then he like eats it. It's like... Ugh. No.
It's really... That's by far the hardest part to watch in this movie.
Absolutely.
The actual, like, quote-unquote horror scenes are really not that horrific. Other than the nose thing, which is really hard to watch.
I didn't even find this to be a horror film. There was nothing horrifying in the horror way, I guess. Like, they killed people, but whatever. Like, I didn't
find this to
be a horror.
It was kind of a side note. It's not really... a part of the story. It's like its own thing that kind of evolves into the story, but it's not really.
They could have removed that and it would have been like
probably
just too short of a movie. They just needed it to like make it an hour and a half long or something, or however long it is.
Right. Now Elijah Wood was a producer on this film.
I love that guy.
I love that guy too. And I kind of love that he helped produce this film, because this movie wouldn't have gotten made if there wasn't 500 producers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of producers in this movie. And I love Elijah Wood because he pushes these movies through that probably wouldn't have normally gotten made. And say what you will about this movie, it's entertaining.
Yes.
And it's something. It's something.
It's out there. I'm happy it's out in the world because of Elijah Wood.
Yes, Elijah Wood.
I had such a big crush on Elijah Wood when I was a little kid.
Me too.
I was like forever young. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to marry him.
Elijah Wood's fantastic in all sorts of ways.
The movie North. Have you ever seen the movie North?
Yes.
I love that movie and nobody's seen it, so I'm really excited that you've
seen
it.
Nobody's ever seen North? Who are you friends with that's never seen North?
I don't know. Apparently I need to rethink my friendships.
I think you should. Okay. Well, let's move on. Do you have anything else you want to talk about the Greasy? I mean, I could talk more about this, but it's just going to get... It's not going to be good.
It's just going to be weird and awkward.
It's already weird and awkward. I don't really know. I did like the Hootie Tootie Disco Cutie part. Both of them. With the dancing. Especially with the dancing.
Yes.
I loved it. Okay. Oh, and when the old man dances in the street and then the music stops, she just, like, walks away. Love that part. Although, now that I think about it, that's very Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it at the time. I feel like Napoleon Dynamite was a really heavy influence in this movie.
Oh, it had to have been. Because it's, like, literally the it's the same. It's cut from the same cloth.
It's the same comedy.
Yeah.
If you like Napoleon Dynamite, you might like this. I mean, I like Napoleon Dynamite.
I do too.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to act like I'm too cool for Napoleon Dynamite because I'm not. I totally saw it 2 times in the independent theater in Albany. Not going to lie. I loved it.
I thought it was hilarious.
It still is hilarious. Man, I still like it.
Give me Moon Boots and that dancing scene at the end. Yeah, I'm down.
It's fantastic. It's, I mean, it's a stupid movie, but it's so much fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
This is kind of the same thing. If you're okay with seeing prosthetic wieners. Because there's a lot of that. It's not just a little bit. It's like the whole time. Just brace yourself for the prosthetics and the Merkins.
You've been warned.
I mean, the Merkins are good. They're like the saving grace.
It's true.
I think.
And I tried to find the woman. I'm assuming it's a woman. It could be a man. I tried to find the person's name that was the Merkin.
Oh, the Merkin creator?
Creator, but I couldn't find it. I feel like I'll watch the credits of that movie again just to find that name and praise her.
I know. We should. Ode to Merkin Maker.
Exactly.
The Merkin Maker. Do you know the Merkin Maker?
I do now.
It doesn't work. We don't know her.
That's true.
I wish we knew her.
Me too.
If you know her, let us know.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's move on to a new segment we call, I don't know. I just made it up.
Social media question of the day.
Well, there we go. Social media question of the day. This week's social media question of the day was, what's your favorite gross out scene from a horror movie? Because we're talking about gross movies. So that's what we asked you. We got quite a few of you responding. Here's a couple. Cat Black says, the junkie scene in Seven, the girl in the tent in Friday the 13th, Jason Goes to Hell, Jason getting a machete to the hand during the final chapter, and the army dude being ripped in half by zombies in the end of Day of the Dead.
That's a good one.
Those are some good ones.
Yeah.
Liam from The Horror Business. Oh,
this makes by me the feel way, guys. Just reading this makes me feel uncomfortable.
Zombie, splinter to the eye.
Ah!
Which is a great scene. I rewatched it when he suggested that because I was like, I forgot. I'm going to rewatch that.
It hurts my eyes.
It's the reason why it's so great is because it's so slow.
Yeah.
And you see everything.
Yes.
Oh, it's so great. Okay. LB on Twitter says, dead alive custard. Well, enough said there.
Yeah.
That.
Yes.
No, have you seen Dead needed. Alive? Dead Alive Custard is all the information you need to know exactly what she's
so
talking
gross.
About. So
gross.
We also got Andrew blah blah blah. That's his name on Twitter. Also seconds that with the Dead Alive Custard vote, which I can concur. That is a great gross scene.
Yeah, so gross.
Stuart Ward on Twitter says, gross out horror doesn't get better than The Thing. The Thing is fantastic. A great movie. I agree. A great
phenomenal.
Movie. Adriana on Twitter says, Crawford sucking out Dr. Block's eyeball from beyond enters major squick territory for me. Now, I'm not sure what squick is, but I want to use that word over and over
again
now. So, Fulci again. Couple Fulci votes here. Christina, who's going to be on our next episode of Let's Make a Monster, said, what about that scene in Poltergeist where that guy's face melts off? She's so cute.
She is adorable.
She doesn't even like horror movies and she's still participating. I just love her
Thank
so much.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, Christina. I mean, it doesn't really melt off. He peels it off. But
which is gross.
It's very gross and I get where you're coming from. And yes, that is a legit... squirm scene. So good job, Chrissy. Good job, Chrissy.
Woo woo.
She's not listening to this. She never listens to our podcast. Jacob at Modern Horror says headless. All of it.
Which now neither of us have ever seen, but we now might need to when...
I'm not seeing this movie.
Unless they suggest it for our next listener request
month. I mean, if you guys listen to the Modern Horrors episode, you'll hear us talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't want. So, Carly, let's give our top three. Did you prepare your top three gross-out scenes? Favorite gross-out scenes. Not worst gross-out scenes, which I think is different. These are gross-out scenes you like watching. Yes. Or that make you happy when you watch them.
I couldn't think of a third one. I definitely have two. All right. One of them we've talked about before. It's the Friday the 13th one with the puppet.
You mean Nightmare on Elm Street?
That's what I meant. Nightmare on Elm Street with the puppet. The puppet. What are they called? Veins.
The puppet veins. Ugh. The marionette. The veiny marionettes.
It makes me feel so uncomfortable and like, oh, this is why I watch horror movies. Kind of squeamish
way.
That's
from Dream Warriors, right?
Yes.
Is that from Dream Warriors? Is that from three or four? I think it's three.
The
it
one where they're
four.
In like the mental sometimes. Institution.
Yeah, I think it might be four. No, it's three. Sorry, just my brain. That's a good one.
So that one, I love watching the scene in Texas Chainsaw Massacre where Chick gets hung on a hook.
Yeah, you enjoy that scene.
I do, because I like, it blows my mind that you never see anything, but my mind tells me every time that I see something.
It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, but it's like horrible.
It's a mental fuck.
It
for
is.
Sure.
It's like the art of filmmaking in like the best. You never see anything, but you could swear that you see it.
Yeah. Well, you hear it.
Yes.
And you see enough of it.
Oh, I love it. It makes me feel like, again, in that uncomfortable, like I'm safe. I'm safe in my space, but that makes me feel weird.
That one does. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay. Mine. I'm going to start with number three. My number three gross out is from Old Boy, which is not a traditional gross out scene, but when we find out the spoiler of that film, I'm not going to spoil it in case you haven't seen Old Boy for some reason.
It's so good, guys.
You find out a twist at the end that is so horrible, and I have some major gross out moments with that. My number two is Creepshow, the bugs segment, just in general, especially at the end with the crawling in the mouth and the thing, and I just can't. anything with bugs, I have a really hard time with it. And then I'm going to say my number one gross out scene is at the end of The Brood, where we find out where the children come from.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Thank you.
I never think of The Brood, really. I saw it in... the first time I actually saw it was actually a couple months ago. The Egyptian showed it.
Oh.
And
that's great.
I'm happy I saw it in a theater because I don't think I would have had the attention span to watch it outside of a theater.
Oh, I think you would. It's a fairly fast pace. There's a couple slower spots, but I think for the most part, it's a pretty engaging film, no?
That's true.
I mean, I
enjoyed it.
I really liked it. Although the real like grossness doesn't appear till the end, but man, do they make up for it.
It's
wow.
True.
Wow, it's so good. And so shocking. I had no idea what I was watching the first time. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
It's true. Oh, I thought of another one, actually, that I really enjoy. Not a horror movie, but Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark at the end, where, like, all the people melt away. Because I never really think of that movie as being brutal. And then I watch it, and I'm like, that's, like... terrifying for children. I remember one of the theaters by me showed it for like a kiddie matinee, and I was sitting there watching it, and I was like, oh my god, I feel like if I was 6 years old watching this, I'd be like absolutely terrified by like like this very graphic skin melting away and just like leaving these weird eyeballs out.
Oh, gross.
That's my last one.
A lot of things with eyeballs. I feel like people are especially grossed out with things with eyeballs.
Yes.
Yeah, I
they're
hear
weird.
That. All right. Well, let's move on and talk about what's going on with us.
Well, I think since the last time we spoke, we both saw Belko Experiment.
We did both see the Belko Experiment. I saw it yesterday.
And I saw it last Wednesday.
I was really excited to see this movie. But I wasn't overly excited. I think I had realistic expectations that were met.
I really enjoyed this movie.
I wouldn't say I really enjoyed it.
I had a blast. And it might have been the theater that I go to. So the theater that I go to is basically like, it's off of Crenshaw. It's kind of like the Compton Theater. On Wednesdays, okay. They have $6 Wednesdays. And so everyone always brings their family. And there's always like large groups of people there. And they always talk back to the movies. It's one of my favorite theaters to go see horror movies. Because it's like I'm sitting there and people just like yelling at the screen. Like I probably wouldn't see like a drama or like a movie that like I actually really wanted to like pay attention to there. But horror movies are like the best to see there.
This is a yell at the screen kind of movie.
And it's not, was great.
It's not plot heavy.
No.
It's just a lot of fun to watch.
Yes.
And I'm glad I had realistic expectations. I'm glad that I didn't think it was going to be some like film with a message, because it's not really.
I was expecting to go for like, I didn't think that there was going to be, it was not very plot heavy, which I was expecting. No. It was basically just a bunch of people killing each other.
It was very much like an action horror,
yes,
merger. It's more action than horror, I would say.
There's a lot of gore, though.
There's a lot of gore, but there's
like jump scares.
There's no jump scares. What's a jump scare?
There were jump scares in it. There's at least one.
I might be immune to jump scares then, because I did not notice any. I thought the horror element was just in the story. Action movies can be gory.
People are horrifying.
People are horrifying. True. But I didn't find this movie scary even a little bit. But it's very action-filled and gory and fun.
I had a blast, I will say.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. Get a group of people who like gory movies and go see it. Yes. It's fun.
Yell at the screen. It's acceptable in this movie.
I think I gave it like 3 stars.
I could see that. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Right? That's like, I liked it. Not I really liked it or I loved it. I liked it. I had a good time.
Is there anything else going on with you that you want to talk about?
What else? Made it a little bit further in Gilmore Girls. I think I'm like in the middle of the third.
Oh my God, girl, just finish it already.
I know, it's my plan. Jeez. I feel like I did something else, but I don't remember.
I finished Legion, which is amazing.
I have not.
Great ending. I finished Legion. I've been watching a lot of Shudder. I watched Phantasm last weekend, which I've never gotten to see.
Really?
Believe it or not. Yes. Believe it or not, I'd never seen Phantasm. Because I just never, like, it never happened for me. You know what I mean? It just never happened. It was never on TV, and it was never, like,
that makes sense.
I don't know. Like, now that I have Shudder, I can watch all these movies I never got to watch. So I have a whole list of them, and I'm really excited to go through them. And Phantasm was the first, or the second one I watched, I guess. I watched House the week before.
That's one movie that I've never seen.
The 80s?
The House or House 2, A Second Story.
Yeah, I haven't seen House 2 either, but that's also on Shudder. Mm-hmm. So I will, that's also on my list.
Let's do a double feature.
So is Demons 2.
Yeah, I've never seen Demons 2.
Never seen Demons 2, although, which I heard is also pretty good. I like the first Demons, so I'm down. And then Monsterpalooza's next weekend. So I'm stoked for that. If any of you guys are going to Monsterpalooza, hit me up on social media or send me an email. And if you want, I can give you some free stickers and we can say what's up.
Woo!
Word. Carly's not going to be there.
I'm going to be so jealous of everybody at Monsterpalooza.
Well, if you'd like to see, if you're not in the LA area or you're not planning to go to Monsterpalooza, I'm going to be posting pictures on Instagram during the day. So feel free to follow us on Instagram, Final Girls Horrorcast, and you can see what I'm seeing.
I'll simultaneously post pictures of my friend's wedding.
I'm sure everyone's very excited to see those
I
as
won't
well.
Really.
Carly.
Don't worry, guys. I'll be like, hey, while Amy's doing cool stuff, not that your wedding isn't cool, Shannon, even though you don't always listen to my podcast, you won't get offended. I'll be like, this is what I'm doing. Eating tacos.
Tacos are cool.
I know.
She's having tacos at her wedding?
Sure is.
Nice.
This way.
Wait. Where is this wedding?
It's in Boise.
Wait. You're having Boise tacos?
Whatever, she's making them.
What's a Boise taco like?
Just a regular taco. Delicious.
Like lots of potatoes in it? Like a potato taco?
It's like a breakfast burrito.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's a legit taco.
All right.
All the fixins.
All right.
And cupcakes with cookie dough ice frosting. Frosting.
Frosting.
Yes, it's new.
It sounds good. Also, just to plug Modern Horrors, the episode we were on, we had so much fun and we appreciate them going on. And I hope you guys take a minute to check out that episode. We talk about The Void, which just came out. By the time you hear this, it'll come out. It will have come out. So we talk about that.
No spoilers. They are not a spoiler podcast.
Yeah, so there's no spoilers. Yeah, go listen to it.
So you can listen to it even if you haven't watched The Void yet.
Totally.
They're so much fun, though. Like, if you don't listen to them, you should, because they're awesome. They're such fun guys, and, like, they're just really fun to listen to. And I always crack up at work listening to them. Just like I crack up at work listening to our podcast, inappropriately. People are like, what are you listening to? I'm like, I am hilarious. Just kidding. Today when I was listening to it, I'm like sitting there at work, everyone's super quiet, and all of a sudden Amy's like, just kidding, guys, don't send us your penises. And I just like started cracking up. Like whatever penis talk we had at the end of last episode, I like couldn't handle it at 4:30 at work.
I really meant it though. And so far, no penis pictures, so thank you. Let's keep that
thank
going.
Thank you for being respectful.
With the none of the penis pictures. Okay, well, let's close out then. Thanks to Troy from Cave Bastard for our song Sequencing the Drone, and Jason Link for our amazing logo. Visit FinalGirlsHorrorcast.com for more information on them or to stream any and all of our episodes. We still have stickers to give away. If you're interested in getting some stickers, all you have to do is share our podcast on social media or rate and review us on iTunes, then send us an email, FinalGirlsHorrorcast@gmail.com, and we'll send some directly to you.
Final Girls Horrorcast is part of the Phantom Podcast Network. We are available on downrightcreepy.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TunedIn, and pretty much anywhere else you can stream a podcast. We are also active on social media, so please interact with us. Find us on Twitter at FinalGirlsHC and Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Final Girls Horrorcast.
All right, lovelies. That's it for today. Carly and I are off next week. But we have an episode already recorded and ready to go, so you'll still get something new. Next week will be a Let's Make a Monster episode with our newest victim, my bestie, Christina. We talk about The Voices, which is currently available to stream on Amazon Prime and Hulu. Got some Ryan Reynolds love for you guys.
And Anna Kendrick.
What could be better? Check it out. If you guys haven't seen that movie, it's fun. It's a fun one. Until next week, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly. Bye. Bye.